Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with some samples. So if you have read That Sounds Fun, you probably remember the story of me trying to get a dog and then realizing I was allergic. Sad day. And this is why I'm glad I found Claritin D, because an allergy attack is literally the worst. So I am thankful to have it on hand around my friends, pets, and other things. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers, and Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Amen to that. There are also a lot of seasonal allergy sufferers over here at AFD Inc. and at the That Sounds Fun Network. So Claritin D really works for this crew. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It is time to live Claritin clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. So you can find Claritin D at your pharmacy counter. Just ask a pharmacist for Claritin D at the pharmacy counter, and you don't even need a prescription. Just go to Claritin.com right now and you can get a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs. I'm really happy to be here with you today. Y'all, we have got a great show in store for you. Woo, we got a good one for you. But before we jump into today's conversation, I want to take a moment to tell you about one of our amazing partners, Crew. We talk a lot around here about just how much God's word matters in our lives and how much it changes us. We're going to talk about it today. But imagine for a second that you couldn't get a Bible and that you couldn't hop on Amazon and have one sent to your house, or that you couldn't afford one, or that you aren't even allowed to have one. With all that's going on in the world, we're more and more aware. But honestly, sometimes we can forget that there are people, lots of people around the world who simply can't get a Bible. That's why we feel so excited and honored to partner with Crew. Crew is one of the largest evangelical organizations with over 25,000 missionaries in almost every country. Crew is giving Bibles around the world to people in their own heart language and sharing the hope of Jesus. But here's where they need your help. For only $21 a month, you can provide 3 people with Bibles each and every month. And when you sign up to provide 3 Bibles with a monthly gift of $21, Crew is also going to provide meals for 5 hungry families through their humanitarian aid ministry. And as a thank you, you'll get a free copy of my book, That Sounds Fun. Just text FUN to 71326 to help today. Imagine just how much this gift could change someone's life. So text FUN to 71326. That's FUN to 71326 to help now, or visit give.crew.org/fun. October is coming up so soon, and it's a big month around here at Downs Books and the That Sounds Fun Network. My first kid's book, called What Sounds Fun to You, releases towards the end of the month, and I cannot wait for y'all to get to see it and hold it. We have lots of fun pre-order goodies available for you over at whatsoundsfuntoyou.com. And on October 1, we have the first show of the That Sounds Fun Tour Coast to Coast Run. Be sure to head over to anniefdowns.com/events to grab your tickets to one of those 12 shows. But seriously, y'all, these shows are the most fun, and the only thing that'll make them better is if you are there with me. So come on. Today on the show is one of my favorite pastors, Mike Todd. Pastor Mike is the lead pastor of Transformation Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he's a fresh and honest voice resonating to a diverse audience of millions, including us. Maybe you remember him teaching us so much on episode 217. Well, his new book releases tomorrow, Crazy Faith. It's Not Crazy Until It Happens, which is based on his Crazy Faith sermon series. It's been viewed more than 10 million times. He encourages readers to step out in faith and dive into a purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. You'll hear it, but I could barely stay in my seat while Pastor Mike and I were talking. Y'all, I am so fired up about this conversation. I think you're going to love it. So here's my conversation with Pastor Mike Todd.
Oh, here we go.
Pastor Mike, Listen,
what's going on?
I already wrote a whole paragraph of a text to you before we started, and then I didn't send it because I was like, leave him alone. You're about to talk to him.
No, you're good. We're good.
This is so good.
Are you for real?
What I said in my text to you that I wrote is I was like, you're not ready for how much I'm probably going to cry.
Okay. It's scary to me because this is my life message.
Yeah.
And I really, believe it in my toes. Like, I know that God wants people to believe in crazy faith. And I feel like everything that's happened to me in the past 5 years has just been to prove a point that it can happen for people.
Right.
Like that, like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I am a regular guy. I don't even know if we've started the interview, but like, you're my first podcast about crazy faith at all.
Yes.
So like, we are here and we are ready.
I hit go because I didn't want to miss what you were saying. But if you didn't want it to be real, we wouldn't have kept it.
Oh, no, this is real. Like, you already know how
we
do. Like,
I just adore you. This is, yeah, listen, thank you for, it feels like a life message. And let me tell you something I've been saying to my friends lately, and I want you to, so we're going to go. We're going to go. Okay, let me tell you what we're doing wrong. Look, I could almost stand up, Mike Todd. Okay, we aren't teaching anybody how to live by faith. We're not teaching anybody how to live by faith.
Like, not in today's age, day and age. No.
No. This is the problem. What I mean, I just feel like over and over I keep going like, wait, when one of my friends says something by faith, everybody else thinks they're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's ended up happening right now is that this is a fundamental marker of a believer's life. Like, you can't even be saved without believing.
Right.
But it's like, literally, as soon as you have your eternity secure, it's like, think your way and plan your way and strategize your way through life. And it's kind of like, hold on, like, what happened to faith? What happened to believing for things that are not here yet? What happened to us being able to have the faith that God is working out the plan for our lives and our families? And I just feel like there has to be a resurgence, a revival, a rekindling of faith, not in organizations, but organisms.
Mm.
Like, in the single mother on the way to soccer practice, how am I going to believe that I can have what I need to give to my children?
Yeah.
To the entrepreneur that is feeling led to go away from the thing that provides them good income right now to start this thing that would be brand new. Like, that's gonna take faith. And I just believe so many people are living below God's best for them because they do not actually exercise the muscle of faith in their everyday life.
This is
it. I'm here to shake them up. I'm here to throw them up. It's time for crazy faith.
Listen, if everyone could see how you and I are barely staying seated, I mean, just like, barely. They know us already.
Barely.
They know our friendship. They know that we are not quiet. But,
not at all.
But when I was reading, I saw every page of the book. I read it. I'm not one of those people who's not going to read it. So, and that's why I told you, I almost texted you that I was bawling because I'm like, how am I going to talk to him about this when this is like what I'm living? And what, because I just feel like it feels like we order the food from the kitchen, and but we don't believe it's going to come until we see it.
Yep. That's it.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, and it's honestly part of this digital age, because right now I don't have to believe anybody. I can fact check it.
So
if you tell me something, I automatically don't have trust in what you say. I go to Google.
Yes.
And most people believe in Google more than God. They believe that they can actually be able to have assurance on something that they're actually want insurance. They don't want assurance. And that's what's happening. People want to make sure it's a fact and make sure it's going to happen. And if it doesn't, this is what's going to happen. They want insurance. But what God provides us with is assurance. I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Assurance. I have a plan for your life. Assurance. It's all going to work out for your good. And we want insurance. Well, what if it doesn't? And how does it happen? And what if it's this? And God said, this ain't how it worked. Like, I am searching the whole world for people that would have faith in me. And that faith then produces a platform that miracles can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I honestly believe that a real revival is going to take place, is with people that truly believe the things that God is showing them in their quiet times, in their journal, when they're on their run. Like, those things are actually possible. It's possible that you actually live a life of peace.
Mm.
It's possible that your family is back together. And I know for some people, for us, well, you don't know my family, Pastor Mike, you don't know. But what I'm saying is, like, I have the faith to believe that if God gives you a vision of those things and then gives you steps and you're obedient and it's like, send a text message. Well, I don't ever send text messages. See, that's the thing. Have faith enough to do the little things. I call it baby faith in the book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that.
Like, taking steps that aren't sure and little, they begin to produce this chain reaction effect that goes from small things to very big things. And what was crazy in one season, somebody will look up and be like, man, that's a person of faith. No, it was completely crazy. And now God did this amazing thing. So
it's only crazy until it happens.
It's only crazy till it happens.
It's only crazy. And then everybody else goes, well, that's amazing. God did that. And you're like, you didn't believe me yesterday. You didn't believe me yesterday.
Yeah. And that's the big thing. That's why I say that tagline. It's only crazy until it happens, is because everything right now, let's stop. People are listening to us on a device in a vehicle, most of it wirelessly. And if we would have said this 15 years ago, that there would be a platform that you could listen to two people talking that are watching each other on video, and it would be transferred through the air and downloaded and all, we would have said it's crazy.
Right.
Now, podcasts and streaming and all of these things are normal, completely normal, because it was only crazy until it happened.
Yes.
And what God is trying to do in so many people's lives is make what seems completely crazy now the new normal. Mm-hmm. But to get it to that point, somebody has to be crazy enough to actually believe and to actually obey. And that's why I'm standing here right now. Like, I have no qualifications to be on this podcast, this platform, or to be helping anybody, except in a season where it seemed crazy, I believed what I was hearing. I believed what the word said. I believed, and I started acting on that. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, oh, that's Mike Todd. Like, you didn't know Mike Todd 6 years ago. There was no Mike Todd writing a book. There was no Mike Todd doing anything, except I had already saw it. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm encouraging people. You got to see it before you see it.
Oh, say that Habakkuk verse.
You gotta see it. Yes. You gotta write the vision down.
Write the vision down. Hold on.
And you gotta see it before you actually see it. That is the first step to us moving in crazy faith. And so many people are scared or fearful of the free step. This is a free step. It don't cost you no money to write it down.
Nobody has to know. Just write it down.
Nobody even has to know. But we are so fearful.
Yep.
Of the free step that we could make today. As you're watching this podcast, you could pull the car over, stop the run, pull out your phone, pull out a piece of paper, and write down that thing that's burning in your heart that you believe is God for you. Mm-hmm. And that is the first step to crazy faith. But so many of us are trying to protect God's reputation by not stepping out in faith.
Yeah.
And I just came to tell you something, boo-boo. God has never needed you to be able to protect his reputation.
Right.
Well, what if I write it and it doesn't happen? Well, what is it? God said, I am God. Mm-hmm. I am. That's what he told Moses. And tell Pharaoh that I am sent you. I am. Everything you need, I am. And that's where the real object of our faith is not what we're believing for, but whom we're believing in.
Yeah.
And so many people set their faith for things and not him. And that's where it gets twisted. And I'm just trying to encourage people. I know I'm going a million miles a minute right now. I'm excited because I believe this message is going to start a fire in people to begin to believe for the things that seem impossible right now. And they're going to actually live in it, and it's going to change everybody's life.
Okay, but Mike, sometimes I think that the thing that we say when we don't want, the thing Annie says when I don't want to look foolish is I say, I'm believing to the giver, not the gift. Like I'm believing. Yeah. So sometimes I think that's an excuse I use to go like, no, I actually wanted to believe for this exact thing, for God to do this exact thing. But what I'm going to say is, God's God.
I'm going to keep it broad.
Right.
So that I don't get my feelings hurt or God doesn't look bad or anything. But what if I told you that God is a specific God?
Right.
What if I told you that he likes details? What if I told you that he knows the number of hairs on your head?
Right.
What if I told you that he is somebody that loves to hear the details of his children's desires that line up with his word? I have four kids, and my two oldest daughters are amazing, amazing girls. And the one thing that I have inadvertently trained them to do is tell me the details of their heart.
Really?
And what ends up happening is they say, Daddy, I want to go on a trip with you, but I want it to be special. And I want to make sure that we go places and take pictures together. And I want to get ice cream with you. And I want to stay in a hotel, and I want to stay up and have movie night with you. And
yeah.
They begin to detail their desires to me. I got goosebumps right now. And I feel as a father that their details are opportunities for me to show them how much I love them by meeting the details of their desires that line up with the will. If it doesn't harm them and it doesn't put them in a position to do something wrong for them, it gives me an opportunity to show how much I love them, how much I want to treat them. And I believe that our Father God many times is disappointed because we don't give them the details of our desires.
Right.
He's saying, these are moments that I want to meet your needs and listen, exceed your needs.
Right.
Remember what the word says, that he wants to do exceedingly,
that's right,
abundantly, above all we can ask or think.
And or so imagine. That blows my mind.
Imagine.
Right.
Imagine. And the reason we ask so broad is two reasons. Number one, it's pride.
Yeah.
We ask God broad because we feel like somehow that we don't want our reputation to take a hit on God's behalf.
Ooh.
So if I step out and I believe and I say it, I mean, well, if it doesn't happen, then I look bad, and maybe my walk with God is not as sure as I thought, and maybe people will have a reason to question and doubt and all of these different things. But this is the thing that you have to understand. God is close to those who are humble in spirit.
Yeah.
See, when I step out in crazy faith, even if I fall flat on my face believing for something, and maybe I was wrong, maybe I
ate
the wrong
taco. I love that, the maybe faith. Oh.
Yeah, maybe faith. Like it's never going to be church for some reason has made it seem like you got to know it's God. Like, no, I don't know it's God. Like, I believe it's God. Like,
I mean, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. Like did God call you to be a pastor? Maybe. Like,
right.
Let's like did God call you to marry this person? Maybe. Like,
yeah.
I don't like I'm going at 51% faith. I believe
yeah.
it's God. I prayed about it. I thought about it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to step on it.
Yeah.
And if I think like Peter did, like when he was out on the water.
Yes.
That's when God says, you missed me just a little bit,
yes.
but I'm right here.
Yes.
The beautiful thing about him walking on water is he didn't drown.
That's right. He did not drown.
And that's the thing about crazy.
We never
faith.
Talk about that. We never talk about how he didn't drown, Mike.
He never drowned, stepping
wow.
and doing the impossible. God was right there.
Yeah.
And one out of 11, 12 disciples,
right.
one person stepped out in crazy faith. And so I believe that number one, we have to be humble enough to say, like, this may not work, but God, I really believe it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is you need to know is that you're worthy of God mm-hmm. doing amazing things in your life. Not
yeah.
just the pastor and the preacher and the person who has an amazing talent. I'm talking about you.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't Pastor Mike when God started talking to me in crazy faith.
Right.
You weren't Annie Downs when he started giving you these visions of impacting people and helping women. And like, and God never gives you the promise in the palace. He always gives you the promise in the pasture.
Yes.
He's trying to give you a vision that's crazy at the moment. Like, And if you would believe the promise and step out on that promise and go open that bank account and start the Bible study and nobody signed up and right. and buy the license plate for the car you can't pay for. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about stuff that seems crazy. Somebody needs to go get a key ring for a key that you're going to own a house one day yeah. when you're tons of money in debt right now. I'm just talking about taking a step that sparks your faith. I'm telling you, I got goosebumps standing up on the back of my head because somebody's hearing that it
yes.
is God's will for us to believe him for the thing. Some of y'all whose families have been dismantled and away from each other because of scandal and unforgiveness, you need to go to everybody's Instagram page and get a picture of them and have somebody digitally put it together. Yes. Like it's the actual photo of your family being together and put Christmas 2022 and just Come begin on. To pray and believe that God could do a work. I'm telling you, eyes have not seen, ears yes. have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for us. The question is, will you believe that it can right. actually happen for you? I'm one of those that believes God in crazy faith.
Save. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about another one of our incredible partners, Ritual. Gaps in your diet aren't something that should be ignored. Over 97% of women between the ages of 19 and 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet, and 95% are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s. That's not great, you guys. But here's the good news. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was formulated using exhaustive research to help fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health and bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. But Ritual didn't stop there. They invested in the gold standard university-led clinical trial to prove the impact of Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin, which means we have results we can rely on, published in the leading scientific journal, Frontiers in Nutrition. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. I kind of geek out on that stuff because of how impressive I think it is when companies are committed to excellence, but a published clinical study is a big deal and a serious commitment to a first-of-its-kind standard in the industry. Ritual is committed to third-party testing from USP and the Non-GMO Project, traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients, and always clear communication, no shady stuff. And the bottom line is that I love taking my Ritual vitamins. They're easy on my stomach, are consistently and conveniently delivered to me, and I love knowing I can trust the quality of the ingredients to help me with the gaps in my diet. Right now, Ritual is offering my friends 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/thatsoundsfun and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/thatsoundsfun. And now let's get back to our conversation with Pastor Mike Todd. So here's my question for people that are, okay, so I'm not married yet, right? I always say yep. yet, and people get on to me about saying yet, but I'm like, well, I'm also not 42 yet, but I think we're going there. So God could change his mind, but I think we're going there. So I'm not married yet, don't have kids. There are a lot of people listening who there are things they want and that things yeah. that they even may feel like God has said, I'm going to be a mother or I'm going to be a father. I'm yep. going to own a company. And yet there's no open door of that yet.
Yeah.
How do you, when you're praying through deciphering this and going to the, I mean, I want you to talk about maybe faith, because how do we take yeah. that step and buy that key ring or go crazy and go buy a onesie at Target? How do you do that with maybe faith when you aren't sure that's what God has for you?
So the thing that I tell everybody, anytime you're talking about faith and a relationship with God, he doesn't want to be outside of it. See, I don't want anybody to get a misunderstanding that I'm telling you to basically just start wishing for things. Mm-hmm. Like I'm telling you that in a relationship with God, in prayer, That's a communication. That's a dialogue. That's God speaking and him speaking something back to you. Not usually audibly, but there'll be an impression on your heart, or there'll be something that you read in the word, or there'll be something that is like, I just thought that. And then somebody says it in person and there'll be a confirmation. Yes. Like, those are the nuggets that you begin to grab. And then you begin to say, okay, God, what do I do on that? What? Because faith is an action word.
Yes.
Like, faith is not just, oh, God said something, so I'm going to just sit here. It's like, what do I do next? And there are many people that are listening to this right now who have become paralyzed in their faith. Mm. They believe that if God's going to do something, he's going to do it. And that's not how anything works in this earth. He always is looking for partnership on the earth to be able to complete and accomplish his plan so that he can get glory, but through a person. That's why many of us have to, number one, prioritize prayer. Many of us only pray when we're in crisis. We pray when there's a problem. But we say around Transformation Church, prayer is our first response, not our last resort. And so for us, anything that I'm feeling, I begin to pray about it. I mean, and I pray about everything, as the scripture says. And people be like, not everything. God don't care about everything. I pray about everything. Where I'm supposed to go on vacation. What gift I'm supposed to get my wife for her birthday. I pray about everything. What school my kids are supposed to go to. Not just because it's a great school. There may be a teacher in another school that changes the trajectory of my children's life. And those are those crazy faith decisions that you have to make. And as I pray, when I feel certain things and I'm journaling certain things, that's when I start moving. And so for that person who is in their single season right now but desires to be married, number one, a simple prayer that you can pray is, God, I desire to be married. Mm-hmm. Father, I thank you that you're going to be able to give me patience in the season that I'm in, but give me hope for my future.
Hope's the ticket, right?
Hope is the fuel for faith.
Yeah.
Like, you cannot even do anything without hoping.
Right.
And as you pray that simple prayer, there'll be things like, you know what? Maybe I should pick out the dress that I want this year. Maybe I should start saving. I don't want to get crazy and but you might want to. I don't want to get crazy and buy the dress. But see, that's the type of stuff that I'm doing. Like, I'm I'm the guy that if I feel like God's anywhere in it, I'm going to go after it so that I can see. It will not be said that it was me waiting on something to happen. It will be that God decided in his sovereignty that this wasn't best for me.
I mean, our friends are going to watch you. And my up close friends have watched me look more foolish than I ever wanted to have happen. I
mean, definitely. But at the end of the day, how did Noah feel building an ark every day? And it had never rained.
Right.
And as soon as it started raining, all the people that told him he was crazy wanted on that boat.
It was crazy until it happened.
And until it happened, I hear Mike Jones, back then they didn't want me, but now I'm hot. Y'all on me. That's the thing.
Right.
And that's why.
But we're also going to miss. When you step out in faith, you're not always going to hit it right on.
No, when you step out in faith, you're learning.
Yes.
Like, when you step out in faith, you're working the muscle of faith.
Yes.
Like, that's like somebody saying, go to the gym and lift weights and you come out with muscles. No, like, I come out of the gym sore.
Yep.
Like, when I use my I'll walk different when I come out of the gym. Stuff is hurting and strained. That's sometimes what it looks like on your faith journey. And if you judge me on a snapshot of what I'm doing in my process, you may think that faith doesn't work. But come check with me a year from now.
Yes.
Come check with me as I've been continuing to work the muscle of faith. And you're going to see somebody who's toned, who's athletic, who didn't start like that. But then you're going to say, what was crazy in one season became something that people admire me for, because, man, he always just steps out. And no, that started with a dumb step and I failed.
Right.
But I learned something from that, and it gave me the stamina, the wherewithal, as well as the belief to trust God and step again.
Yeah.
And I think people need to be less concerned about falling. The Bible tells us that a righteous man, one who is in right standing with God, falls seven times.
Right.
And whether that, like, but he gets back up again. Right. And what if this journey of faith is at least seven falls?
At least.
What if I make
the wrong decision? I wish it was only.
Like, I'm just saying, like, what if it was at least seven fails, seven wrong business decisions, seven relationship misjudgments, but God said, you thought it was me. You're moving towards me.
Yes.
You're not paralyzed. Oh, this thing is about to work. Yes. And it's about movement. And I tell people this, it's always easier to get a moving car that in the right direction than one that is standing still.
Right.
I can sit behind the wheel and be able to act like something is moving. But God's saying, step out in faith.
Yes.
Walk with me and let me show you what this life of crazy faith looks like.
Will you talk about the even now moments, like from Mary out meeting Jesus after Lazarus had died? That part of the book just messed me up. I mean, that's a beautiful thought. Well, it's what Mary did, Martha did. Mike, talk about that. Talk about even now.
So Lazarus dies, one of Jesus's homeboys. This is with somebody on his inner circle. Jesus decides to not be rushed and stays where he was for 2 days because he's about to die. Mary and Martha have sent word. They're sitting there like, hey, this situation is bad, but we know who can heal it and change it and transform it.
Yeah.
Jesus shows up. Lazarus is dead and Martha has an attitude.
Yeah.
And I love her.
I love her.
I love this picture. Because Jesus is not offended by her attitude.
No.
He actually, with such love, embraces all of her feelings in this moment, which lets me know that all of the feelings that we have with situations that have not happened yet, with things that didn't go the way that we thought they would go, even things that are dead right now that we thought would live. Like, she takes it to Jesus and she says, if you were here, he wouldn't be dead. God, it sounds like this in our life. God, if you would have showed up in that marriage, I wouldn't be divorced. God, if you would have given me more direction, I wouldn't have gone down this path. If you would have given me a different family, I wouldn't have all this trauma. There's all this stuff. But then she says two words that are like the biggest crazy faith words you can ever say. But she says, but even now.
Even now.
Even at this moment, when my brother's sitting there dead, when COVID-19 shut down my business, when my family hasn't been together for a holiday in 6 years, when I've been depressed, when I tried to take my life, when I don't know if anybody loves me, even now, somebody in your car, wherever you are, you need to just say it out loud. Say, even now.
Even now. Even now. Mike.
Even now. This is crazy faith. God, I know you can do something.
Yeah.
And so, that's crazy.
And she hadn't seen him raise people from the dead. It's not like Jesus was running around doing that.
This wasn't a normal occurrence, but she knew who she was putting her faith in.
Right.
And she said, even now. And I just think about situations that we are going through right now that we think are hopeless, done for, and we need to just move on. And God's saying, y'all gonna play me like that?
Yeah.
You gonna act like I didn't show you the biggest switcheroo when you thought you put me on a cross and it was over? No. I went down to get the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and I resurrected. Even now, I showed up to my disciples. I like all of these different things are God saying, like, this is my track record.
Right.
Make situations that look crazy, impossible, and improbable, and work a miracle that gives me glory and gives you victory.
Yes.
And so I don't know who's listening to this right now, but even now needs to become your new mantra.
Yes.
You need to be walking around that apartment that you're in right now that you had to move into because something happened to your dream home, and you need to get a vision. You need to see yourself in a space and a place that is full of peace, that is full of joy, that is full of what God has shown you. And you need to say, even now, God can work something in this situation. Yes. Even now, that person who got the diagnosis and it's come down that this is going to be terminal, you need to just begin to speak. Even now, I know God can do something in this situation.
Yes.
That is crazy faith.
I mean, I love it. So the thing I'm noticing, Mike, as I'm on this journey in my own life, I mean, what the world isn't seeing is that I'm crying constantly in this conversation, but it's all right. You and I have been through it. It's all right.
We're here together. Come on. I'm here with you.
But when Jacob's wrestling with God, he did not let go.
When
Jesus says, let me tell you a story about why you should pray and never give up. And you're just like, wait, why do we always stop praying for the thing when it stops looking right? Instead of doing what the Bible tells us over and over, which is grab on and do not let go.
So the thing that people have to understand is faith begins where understanding ends. Mm. Like most people give up where they don't understand. Like, I don't know why this is not happening. That's where you start believing. Like, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how this is going to be paid for. I don't know how this is going to turn around. That's where faith begins. Yeah. And that should be our new marker of like, oh, I can't figure this out. Here we go.
We're right where I want to be.
Now it's time for God to come through. Now it's time for me to believe. Now it's time for me to ask and keep on asking, mm-hmm. to believe, to write something down, to make the vision plain. Because at the end of the day, what God wants to do through our faith is show people that he's a good God to regular people.
Yes.
That's it. He wants to show people that he's a good God to regular people.
So when do we invite people in to what we are praying and what we're believing? At what point do we say, hey, because there's a whole chapter called saying faith.
Yeah.
And it like, so help us. What's that point where you say, hey, I need to tell y'all I've been contending. I mean, really contending praying for this thing. When do you invite people in?
So for me, I invite them in quick and often.
Okay.
The reason why. Let me back up and say they have to be the right people.
Yeah,
first.
I was about to say, tell me the who. We ain't looking for Job's friends up in here.
Because faith comes by hearing.
Yeah.
And it's whatever you're hearing.
Wow.
You should be hearing the word of God. That's how your faith in God grows.
Right.
But it also grows. You can grow your faith in doubt. See, I just messed somebody up right there.
Me because and others.
If you're hearing why it can't happen, your faith grows in that.
Yeah.
If you're hearing why it won't work, your faith grows in that.
Yep.
And then where you used to have a little glimmer of hope, you're like, nah, never mind. We don't need to do that. That's too much. So you got to have people around you that will believe with you and for you. And so once you find those couple of people, those few people, then I share stuff with them often, because what it does is when it comes out of my mind and it gets to my mouth and then it comes out of my mouth to somebody else, now I'm accountable for that word.
Yes.
Now my faith has taken on another level of life.
Yes.
And many times the things we're believing God for get choked out here in our minds,
yes.
because we will never say it out, and we let anxiety and depression and comparison and all of these other things like choke out what God told us. This is the thing I tell people, it don't have to happen for you as long as it happens for me.
Right,
like,
right.
I tell people, like, because a lot of times we base our belief in what God can do as if it's happened for somebody else.
Mm.
And that is not, Noah was a one of one.
Right.
There wasn't 50 Noah situations.
Right.
It was one of, he was the exception. And I talk about that in the book, that God is the God of exceptions. Like he will make an exception for somebody who believes. They'll say it's closed down. Nobody else can be a part of it. And God will be like, I'll make an exception. and people need to believe with people who believe that God is the God of the exception. Mm. And so I share often with that core group of crazy faith friends is what I call them.
Yeah.
They're my crazy faith group. Like I can walk up to them and say crazy stuff like, hey, one day we're going to buy an arena.
Yeah.
Like when I told, we were in a converted grocery store in the hood of Tulsa.
Yeah.
When I walked up to my wife and sister and said, I believe God told me that we're going to buy an arena that was built for $54 million. And we didn't have $1 million in the bank.
Right.
Or even anything close to that.
Yeah.
And what did they say? Okay.
Right.
If you believe it, We'll stand with you. Now, this is the crazy thing. They didn't have to have the same faith as me. They just could not crush the faith that I had.
Oh, that's it. That's so good. Because when I'm going to my crazy faith people, I think sometimes I need them to be as hype as me. I don't need them to be as hype as me. I just need them to not crush what I think God's asking me to do. That's good. That's good freedom for my people.
Yeah. And then what ends up happening is their faith grows as God starts moving.
Uh-huh.
So the people, like, you've like, you got a meeting with the realtor? Yeah, they took a meeting and it's like, well, maybe this can happen.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. We got money to be able to do. Well, maybe this can happen. And what'll find is the critics become the people who were not critics, but they were cautious. That's what I call them. They're cautious. Like, okay. What they do is they become the people that get crazier than you about it. You'll begin, because God's not ever trying to do something with just you. He's trying to do something in other people. And he needs a person, somebody he can partner with on the earth to believe with him.
Yeah.
And as I started to do it, I saw the people, like, when I would get down, they'd be like, no, we can't stop believing now. We've gotten this far. And I start, oh, okay. So you believe now. Like, and what ends up happening is crazy faith is contagious.
Yeah.
If you start getting, just how we're on and we're talking right now, as I'm looking at you and we're talking, like, there's things that's like, hold on, let's just believe for this.
Yeah.
Your mind is starting to pop on, like, hold on, I stop believing for that. I need to begin to mount that horse again and believe again. And once you find the right people, I would share it with them often and quickly, because then it makes it more real.
And also probably takes some of the pressure off, because it just becomes part of the vernacular of your friendship of, like, we say crazy stuff and let's see what God does.
Let's see what God does.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't do it, he didn't do it. But if he does do it, what?
What? Like, it was only crazy till he did it.
Like, it's only crazy till it happens.
Right.
And once you start living like that, a passage of scripture that most people forget about, but is core to the central belief of anybody who calls himself a Christ follower, is that it says in the Bible that we walk by faith and not by sight.
Right.
Like, when's the last time you did anything by faith?
Hmm.
Not by what you saw, what made sense, what you had the budget for, what you had the team for, what you... It literally says this, says in the Bible, the just, the ones that follow me, they live and walk by faith and not by what they see. That's why I tell people, close your eyes. Tell me what you see. Because that's seeing it before you see it. That's getting a vision.
Yeah.
That's beginning to walk by faith. And for me, I just decided, man, I'm not going to live this Christian life inundated by people's fear.
Wow.
I'm going to believe what God says, and I'm going to step out there. And if I make 100 faith steps and 10 of them happen, I would have lived a more full life than so many other people who are sitting on the sidelines waiting for all the facts. I'm going to live in crazy faith.
Yeah.
And as I've started doing that, Annie, the stuff that God has done in my life.
Yeah.
Since we've known each other, you know what I'm saying? Past 3 years, since we've known each other, has been astronomically above anything I could ask or think. Cause it was almost like God's like, I just needed somebody to believe me.
Yeah. Like, I just needed an open door. I was ready. Yeah.
I've been ready.
I mean, I number one New York Times bestseller. That's you.
What?
Right?
How? Annie, okay, so let's give them the tea right now.
Yeah.
We talked before I sold Relationship Goals.
Yes.
And I was like, Annie, this is my first book. I don't know what to do. Like, do you got any advice? And da, 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 da. And you were like, just be yourself, believe in the message. And you just said a few things that really encouraged me. The fact that this book went number one New York Times bestseller is crazy.
I loved it.
I am a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
First book, never written anything in my life. And God He's showing out for anybody.
Did you see that before it happened? Was that one of the things you'd written down, that it would be number one New York Times bestseller? Or is that Ephesians 3:20 stuff?
No. I wrote it down.
You wrote it?
I'll send you the text. The first conversation with my publisher is I told them I was wild. Yeah. I was wild. I said, y'all, this will be a number one New York Times seller book. And they laughed. They didn't, because their expectation was I'm a first time bookseller. Yeah. They didn't know what God showed me.
Right.
They didn't know that message was for the world.
Right.
And I got some other stuff written down for this book too. So just let's see what the Lord shall do.
Okay. Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation real quick to share about another one of our incredible partners, Rothy's. Here's the thing that we have learned really well over the last year and a half. It is a good thing to be comfortable. I mean, we even say that sweatshirts are business casual at our office. Thankfully, Rothy's has us covered heading into this fall with comfortable footwear. I mean, they surveyed thousands of customers and the number one word used to describe their shoes is comfy. It's the unique, seamless design that makes Rothy's so unique, y'all. They're incredibly comfortable the moment you put them on, and in their fan favorite styles are sustainably made with materials like plastic water bottles, which is just the coolest. They're machine washable and come in such a great variety of shapes, styles, and colors. And now they're even available in a newly launched men's line. That's right, fellas. You get to get in on all the Rothy's fun now too. Rothy's men's sneakers and men's driving loafers feature the same level of craftsmanship as Rothy's women's line. With bestsellers like the flats, the loafers, and the sneakers, their newest styles have something for all the fall plans you've got on the calendar. And don't sleep on their spacious washable bags, you guys. They're so cute. My Rothy's are in regular rotation in my wardrobe because I'm about what they're about in the footwear game. Cute and comfortable. Yes and yes. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right. They gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our friends for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/soundsfun. That's Rothy's.com/soundsfun. Head to Rothy's.com/soundsfun to find your new favorites and get $20 off your first purchase. And now back to our conversation with Pastor Mike. Mike, because I think people need to hear, I need to hear. So I don't even, at this point, I'm like, I'm glad people are listening along, but this was mainly us recording one of our phone calls.
Yeah, this is for us.
It's mainly just us recording because I needed you today. But I mean, we just need to hear that faith is actually the thing we're called to. That's the thing we're actually called to.
Faith is the key component. Uh-huh. You don't start a car without a key.
Right.
You cannot live this Christian life without faith. Like it, and people act like it's a side thing. They act like it's like, oh, I got to get my faith up.
Yeah.
What are you doing if you don't have faith? Like, we're praying, believing, singing to a God that we can't see. You have to have faith to do that. And most people have more faith in the chair that they sit in than they do in the God that created them.
Mm-hmm.
They will put their weight on a chair and will not put their spiritual weight, emotional weight, or belief weight on what God said about them. And that's where I'm trying to encourage and shake a generation out of complacency and shake a generation out of casual belief and shake a generation out of caring what other people think. Like, I don't care that you don't believe like this, but I will not stop doing, believing, and moving in faith because your faith has been wounded. Mm. Maybe if I keep moving in faith, something in my life will spark something in you, and your baby will leap, and your vision will jump, and you'll begin to start seeing, believing, and trusting again. And that's where, for me, nothing's off limits.
Yeah.
Nothing's off limits for us to believe God for. And the belief is our responsibility. The outcome is His.
Yeah.
Or let me say it a different way. The obedience is my responsibility. The outcome is His. Mm-hmm. So if you're just obedient to walk by faith and declare in faith and speak the things that are not as though they are, like, these are all scriptures we all say, but nobody lives. Like, if we do those things, the outcome is not on us. The outcome's on God. And He knows everything that we need. But I will not be found guilty of not being obedient because I don't know what the outcome will be.
Yeah. I think that's the line that is so stark to me between living by faith and prosperity gospel, because so many times people throw out every bit of living by faith, calling it prosperity gospel. But living by faith is what you said. It's the obedience on our side and trusting God with the outcome. Prosperity gospel says, God will give me anything I want.
Well, I don't give my kids anything that I want. Like, I know what that's like. No, that's the thing is, this is the thing that people have to understand. God knows what's best for you. Mm-hmm. I don't always get what I want because I don't know what I need. Mm-hmm. Like, the thing that we have to understand is when we put our desires in God's hands, He knows what we want and He knows what we need.
Yeah.
And so what we're doing is trusting. If we're obedient, then God gives us the things that we need. And when we start walking like that, I could pray like, God, give me this car. But like, if that's going to puff me up in pride and take me off the mission and put me in a place that God doesn't want me to be in, why would I want that?
Yes.
Why would I want that long term for what God is saying? And that's why I said, obedience is ours.
Yeah.
Outcome is His.
Yes.
And to be obedient, it takes faith.
Yeah. Hey, tell me.
And can I say this real quick?
Go.
Hold on. I got something because somebody's pulling on me out there in podcast land. It takes as much faith to stay as it does to go.
Mm.
Everybody talks about faith, like, let me go do something. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's crazy faith to stay doing the thing that God told you to do and you don't see the results. Somebody was about to move to LA and that right there just told you to stay in Kansas.
Yes.
Like somebody, no, I'm serious because a lot of times we think crazy faith is a new move. Sometimes crazy faith is old obedience, being consistent, faithful. It takes more. Well, you could go make a great opportunity with that, or you could sign on with that company. And it's like, no, I'm walking in crazy faith. I'm going to stay right here until God does everything that He promises.
Yeah. I mean, I've been picturing myself grabbing on to Jesus and saying, listen, I'm just not going to let go until you move this thing. I'm just not going to let go. And I don't know what else to do except just to stay here and hold. And I'm gripping on until I see movement. And until then.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because the thing is, Mike, I'm not necessarily, I mean, I'm expressing what my desire is in the movement. But what I'm really saying to God is like, I trust you, but I also know that we're stuck. And so movement is movement. Movement's an answered prayer, even if I don't get what I want. So I'm just hanging on until it moves.
Come on. Oh, you talking my language.
Right? Well, listen, I'm new. I'm new to trying to do this thing that I don't see.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, that is where God gets the glory out of our lives.
Mm.
When there's no logical way that it should happen for Annie Downs or Michael Todd, but it was a bunch of steps, baby faith.
Yeah.
That was maybe faith that turned into daily faith.
Yeah.
That then we started stating faith. This is what I'm believing for. And now people look at it, that's crazy faith. Like that, like they did what was impossible in one season. Like your whole job is talking to people and there's sponsors and there was a time that was never an option for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? But now it's your everyday life. Mm-hmm. It's because what was crazy in one season is only crazy until it happens.
Mm, that's it.
And today I need somebody to believe for yourself that where you're at right now, it seems crazy. What God's asking you to do, it seems crazy, but it's only crazy until it happens. And I just think there's a resurgence of miracles happening in people's lives that bring God glory because we believed. And I'm gonna be everybody's crazy faith coach.
Yeah.
I'm going to shake people out of doubt and pessimism, and I'm going to, and what you have is what you get. Like if you don't want to believe, cool, but I'm going to be over here, me and Annie and everybody else, we're going to be believing, declaring, writing, and then moving our lives in obedience to God so that we can see whatever He has for us.
Yeah.
So It's crazy faith season.
Yeah.
It is crazy faith season.
That's it. Because that's what the world wants to see too, is the world wants to see miracles. The people who don't know Jesus want to see that he can do the impossible. But if we don't ever give him a shot to do the impossible through our lives, they won't see it.
They won't see it. And the Bible tells us that the miracles are for unbelievers. Like, it's the thing that people listen and tune into what I say every week because they've seen miracles in my life.
Yes.
And they're like, I'll listen because, I mean, where is there a 33-year-old black man paying off of millions of dollars of a building? Let me just listen what he's saying. And what they're about to get is Jesus. Like, what they're about to get. You know what I'm saying? But that miracle that happened was for the unbeliever. And now there are so many people through relationship goals and crazy faith and all this stuff that have given their life to Christ because some miracle happened. It got their attention. And then I pointed their attention to the one that can change their life. And that's Jesus. And so, yeah, I'm pumped.
Okay, listen, we are technically just getting started, but we're out of time. So,
Oh, no.
I know. I just want to honor your time. I want to talk. I mean, you can't know how much I want to dig into talking about Joseph in the New Testament. And I mean, that's why people just need to get crazy faith today. It comes out tomorrow. They can pre-order it today. Though you'll get it tomorrow. I mean, you do such a beautiful job. I also want people to know, Mike, that throughout the book, you give us scriptures to actually pray. Because there is nothing like turning God's word back to him and reminding him.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
And that's where somebody said, like, what's your goal with this book? I said, I just want to be everybody's crazy faith coach.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be the dude on the sideline saying what God showed you, that thing that's burning in your heart, it can happen.
Yeah.
Like, you being able to write that book, you being able to record that song, you being able to forgive your father, you being able to walk in wholeness and freedom from that addiction, it can happen. I know it sounds crazy right now, but it's only crazy until it happens. This can be your testimony, your story. And I'm just going to be on the sidelines, and through this is a very authentic read. Like, I talk about my son who has autism now,
and
how God would literally call me to be the crazy faith guy, but still have me in a season of believing with everything in me every day for a miracle in my son. Like, so this is the real deal. This is the cheat code. It is playbook for us to live a life in crazy faith. And I believe that's where God gets honored. And it's time for everybody to start living in crazy faith.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm joining you. I'm writing MJ's name up on my wall in the room where I pray. And joining you in praying. Like, I love how you said that. Like, the thing we're just in it right now.
We're in it right now.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, whenever God decides to do whatever he decides to do, whatever it is, whether it meets my expectation, exceeds my expectation, or doesn't, he's still good.
That's it.
And that's the thing that everybody has to understand. Even if he heals him and even if he doesn't, God is still good.
That's it.
Who I'm becoming on this journey.
That's it.
Who I am turning into is not the guy that I was 6 years ago. God is using trials and tribulations, and he's letting my faith be tried and endured, and I'm getting stronger, and I'm getting better, and I'm becoming a better person. And that is the journey of walking with God, is letting him use every situation, good, bad, ugly, hard, and letting him turn you into the version of who he's called you to be on this earth. Yeah. And so I'm content, I'm hopeful, I'm faith-filled, and I'm just looking for at least 50,000 other people to go on this crazy faith journey with me.
That's it. Just 50. Listen, you're so glad I don't live closer to you, because I would be the hype man on the front row of every service. I can barely stay seated.
All I'm saying is we could create a studio for you up in Transformation Church. You might have to bring this whole situation down
here. Listen, you got to get up.
It's only crazy. You got it.
I feel like you need a door that people walk through that look like the cover of the book when they walk into Transformation Church. It's like, hey, you know how you read about this being a miracle? Walk on through. Walk on through. Wow. Right? Walk on
you
through.
You gave me a good idea. Dude.
Do
we
it.
Don't do that.
We, do that.
We gotta do that.
Because people need, after they read this, I need buildings. It's why cathedrals matter. I need buildings that remind me of God's faithfulness. And well, after reading this, that's how I feel.
In the Old Testament, they called them memorials.
Yeah.
And so like any time that God would do something, they would set up stones so that they would remember. And a lot of people be like, why do you need stuff? Or why? Like every time I roll up to this building, it reminds me that God can do it.
Yes,
every
100%.
Time. And so I'm not going to give away too much, but you need to get the
book.
Yeah,
they need to read it. It's unbelievable. I mean, yeah, it's unbelievable. Okay, Mike Todd, listen, the last question we always ask, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
I think the thing that sounds fun to me is, honestly, it's different for me in this season, and it's going to sound crazy, is I am living a life of slower pace, peace, solitude, and family.
Huh.
And let me tell you why that sounds fun. Yeah. I read this quote that said the sign of wealth 100 years ago was leisure and the time you got to spend with your family.
Wow.
And now culture has flipped that on its head. And the sign of wealth right now is busyness and always being able to go. And I've just been wrestling with this thought and this image in my head of really, truly living a life of wealth, not monetarily, but being able to leisure and be with my family and my four kids. And this picture is just getting funner and funner and funner. Like, this is what sounds fun leads me to this.
Yeah.
Like, I see my daughter. She's 8 right now. And so they'll be studying, like, the Grand Canyon and stuff like that. I want her to be, like, studying that and being like, hey, this weekend we're going. And me to be living at the level of margin and stewardship and all of those things where I can make fun moments with my family because I'm deciding at this moment to live with margin. So that seems super deep for like a that sounds fun moment.
No.
But like that, what sounds fun is the future and how I'm going to be able to live with my family. And that starts with decisions that I'm making right now. And it's only crazy until it happens.
Pastor Mike, I love you. I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful to be your friend and to, I mean, you're going to, you don't know how much you're going to crazy faith coach me coming up.
Come on.
Just know.
Hey, listen. I'm ready. Like, we may need to do a part two to this, like, for real, because we didn't even crack the surface
of
what we're trying to talk about. But like, I'm down. Let's see a bunch of people look at impossible situations and watch God be big in those situations.
That's right. Yes, Lord. Do it.
I'm excited.
Okay, you guys, how do you feel? Take a deep breath. We're talking about some crazy faith, but remember, it's only crazy till it happens. Man, I love Pastor Mike. I hope you enjoyed chatting with him too. Be sure to pick up a copy of Crazy Faith and make sure you're following Pastor Mike so you can tell him thanks so much for being on the show. And if you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and in just a couple of weeks, we're out on the road with the That Sounds Fun tour, so you can find me there too. All the places you may need me, you can find me. I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. I'll do the same. Have a great couple of days. We'll see you back here on Wednesday with Olympian and fellow UGA alum, Garrett Scantling. See you guys then.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.